So when you understand what a person needs and when you understand what you need, then life becomes so much easier and living with others becomes so much easier as well.
Hi, and welcome to Lead Well, the podcast for you if you want to get better at leading yourself and leading others. This is Christine Schickinger, your host, looking into how you can achieve peak performance while keeping a peaceful mind.
Hi, hello to this week's episode of Lead Well. And again, we will talk about the differences that people might have. Probably remember from last week where we talked about introverts and extroverts and internal people versus external people, and also people with a more structured approach versus a more optional approach. Now, this week, again, I will share three different characteristics with you. In NLP, we call them the meta models, because it's like how people view the world, how people are looking at things. And it's so interesting because I have been aware of these for so many years, but still I myself actually thinking, why does this other person not get what I just said? Why are they thinking in a completely different way? It is because, of course, based on our experience and based also on our tendency, on the innate characteristics that we have a certain way of doing things, a certain way of making decisions, where we will cover next week, and a certain way of looking at the world. In NLP, by the way, we call that the map is not the territory, which means that if you look at the map, it doesn't have all the details that the territory has. And there are different maps for different purposes. So if you look at your phone, you have different ways of looking at the map in your GPS system, for example. You can have the satellite view, you can have the traffic view, you can be looking at the surroundings. So it's different. And based on what you need, you can select a different map. Now, as people, we create our own maps. We create our own understanding of what the world is like based on what we experience. Let me give you an example. If I talk about breakfast, I have a certain idea in mind of what I mean by that. And I'm pretty sure that my idea of breakfast is different from yours. So my map for breakfast is different than yours. My map for Italy is probably different from yours. And so all of this really is something that has an impact on how we communicate with each other. Because if I assume that everybody else has the same map I have, then of course I'm running into difficulties. As soon as I understand that whatever I think, whatever I perceive is only matching to my map, and another person might have a completely different approach, then this helps me, because then I will seek to understand them. I will make every effort to actually find out, well, what is their world? What does their world look like? And so this week, again, we'll look into three pairing of ways to treat problems, of ways to make decisions, of ways to actually be motivated that are different. And of course, we're not one or the other. We usually are somewhere in between. And we can be one in one area and the other in the other area. So for example, I can be optional when it comes to my food, but I can be very structured when it comes to my work. But usually I have a tendency to one or the other. And when I am stressed, when I'm under pressure, I fall back to what is my innate tendency more. And that's why it's so important to understand what is this innate tendency that I have, so that I can then counteract if needs be. Now today, again, let me say there are three, and let me start with the first one, which is global versus detailed. It's like when you are looking at the world from a 10,000 feet view, you will see the large structures, the big picture, as we say. Or I stay on the ground and now I can spot all the little details that are there. And both is important. And there are only a few people who really can do both equally well and change between the two, which is, in this case, really the optimum. So should you be really detail-oriented, work towards getting a more global perspective. If you are very globally oriented, make sure that some people appreciate if you can look into the details as well. When it comes to business, usually what you will find is that the higher up in the hierarchy, the more globally oriented people are, because they will need to have everything under control. They need to overview everything. What we had once was a CEO who was really detail-oriented, and he wanted to get involved in every little thing, every little detail that we did as a department, which was a bit of a stressor for us, because at that level, he or she should be concerned about the big picture. On the other hand, if I'm working with an accountant, I would want that person to be really detail-oriented. Same for a software engineer. Same for a surgeon. I want a surgeon really be detail-oriented. I also want a pilot be really detail-oriented. So it doesn't say anything about the level of work or the difficulty of work that you're doing. Just the way you are treating information, just the way you are absorbing information and then processing information. So globally oriented versus detail oriented. And again, ask yourself, what is my tendency? And it's always good to then compare yourself to others, because your tendency will be the norm for you. So you might think that, oh yes, I'm very globally oriented. And when you start comparing yourself to others, you might see that actually compared to a lot of others, you're probably more towards the detail end. So that's a fun exercise. Literally, have that conversation with your friends, your family, and coworkers, and figure out, what is it? How would you see me? How would I see you? And where and how do we compare? Now, the second characteristic I wanted to cover with you today is proactive versus reactive. And again, our culture these days is supporting a lot of proactivity. So we have a tendency to foster, to celebrate proactive people. But it can also be that in a certain situation, it's really good to be reactive and to wait and see and only act then. So if you're looking for someone, like in a very recent conversation, I had a coachee looking for someone helping them with an in-house app. And of course, for that, he will want a very proactive person, someone looking for opportunities, but also looking for potential flaws. In that case, I don't want to deal with someone who is very reactive. But even when developing a new app, I probably would want to get some input from someone who is rather reactive to also get their perspective on how they would use the app and what it would need to have for them to actually be interested in using it. Everyone can contribute to what you need. And as soon as you have a good idea of where they stand, you can actually ask your questions very deliberately and very focused there. Now, the last one that I wanted to cover with you today is same, same versus different. I will give you an example from my world, which will make it easy for you to understand. So a person that is oriented on same, same is someone who loves traditions, someone who loves to go back to the same place for a holiday, for a vacation. If they buy a car, usually they stick to a certain brand. A different person is someone who is always looking for something new. They would never ever go back to the same vacation destination. They would always look for something new. And funnily enough, in my relationship, my husband is a same person. Very traditional. For my husband, if we want to go on a vacation, there are two places that we go to. Of course, we have been there several times. And we have one place in Italy. It's a hotel where we stay with friends. And if we plan to go there, I have to call them up because, Christine, it would be so nice to be in the same room again. So we are going to the same destination, same hotel, and hopefully the same room to make my husband happy. If he wants to buy something, and that is why this same, different is also so important in a business context, especially in sales. If he is buying a new car, is he open to buy a different brand? Not too often, he sticks to two probably, but he might buy a different brand. However, he is always looking at things that remind him of the old car that he was buying. For him, it's really hard to change. It's really hard to adapt to new situations. While I am a real different person. So I would love to go to any place, just not where I've been to before. I would love to, when going to a restaurant, to have any type of meal, just not the one that I had last time. So to me, it really is an interesting situation because we have to adapt to each other. So my husband has to go to places where he would probably not have gone without me. And I have to come back to places where I wouldn't have. And the great thing is, once we are aware of that, we can start laughing about it. If we were not aware of that, think about it, what type of arguments that could create. So when you understand what a person needs, and when you understand what you need, then life becomes so much easier and living with others becomes so much easier as well. So with that, I leave you for this week, and I hope you will lead well, yourself and others. Bye for now.
This was Lead Well. Now, what is the one thing that you're taking away from this episode? Please share in the comments below, and do share the podcast with your friends and family, but only if you like it.